347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday, April 4th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Want to make sure that everybody understands the instructions as being a circulator for a petition drive. You have a petition sheet. If it's a statewide petition drive, you have to do it by county. So at the top of the sheet, you fill in the county that you're collecting signatures for in that county of that county's registered voters. You meet somebody. Are you a registered voter in Emmett County? Tom and Karen Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing, 9996 Pickerel Lake Road, have the sheets there if you want to go pick them up in Emmett County. Check out their store while you're there. Greatly appreciate that. So they say, I live in Emmett. You look at your sheet to make sure at the top it's the Emmett County sheet that you're working on. You put it on your clipboard. They sign, print their name, print their street address, put in the township where they vote or where they get their tax bill, and date it the day they're signing it. Two-digit month, day, and four-digit year. So today would be 04-04-2025. Doesn't matter whether you use a dash or a slash between the two-digit day, two-digit month, four-digit year. Month, day, year. We're Americans. We don't do it like the British, okay? The month, two digits. The day, two digits. The year, four digits. 10 signatures per page, 15 signatures per page, whatever the petition is. Bottom line is, you get them filled out. And then I always, when I sit down to fill out the circulator validation, that's the bottom part, I always date it a day or two after the last date of the last signature by the signers. So let's say I got them done today, April 4th. Sunday, I might sit down and fill out the circulator validation, which is at the bottom. That's your information. You are the one that circulated, and you're not a paid person circulator. You're not a paid circulator. You're a volunteer. So you fill it out. I would then date it April 6th, 04/06/2025. That way, the validation of the person circulating the petition is definitely later than the last signature on the page. You do not validate the sheet with just two signatures on it that day. You don't do it the day you're collecting signatures. In my opinion, do it a couple of days later. That way it's clear and concise that you certified it, validated it after you circulated it. Because I got a text message, do we date each page as they are filled out? No. Now, the other point to this that you have to understand, and this is very important, they are going to want the township where the people are registered to vote, where they get their tax bills from. Just like Carla, just like me, I have a mailing city post office, actually in a township within our county, not in our township. Torch Lake Township does not have a post office. We go to Kuwaiten or Eastport, depending on whether you're north part of Torch Lake or the southern part. So you have to understand that you have got to do this for the township where they are registered to vote or where they get their property taxes. Now, I'm a county chair here for Antrim. There's county chairs signed up everywhere. I talked to Carla to set up the interview, and I think she said she's got county captains now in almost every county except for three or four up in the western part of the UP. Keweenaw, we're going to reach out to Mary Sears. Baraga, Ontonagon, still needing captains over there. But for the most part of the state, she's already hit the ground running with county captains. This should be, folks, a very simple redo for many of you. You collected signatures before. I know Christine Gray was very active. Downstate Kim was very active. We need to do it again. And this time, the clock is ticking because she started April 1st, just 3 days ago. It's a 180-day window. Now, you have to understand that this window is not fixed in concrete. What am I talking about? Well, if you collect signatures this month of April, we have April, May, June, July, August, and September is the six-month window this time. Well, if we get toward the end and we're checking numbers and we're going to be a little short, what we can do is take those April signatures and move the window. May 1st, not April 1st, but May 1st through October. But what do you have to do? Well, you have to get back in touch with those people that signed your petition sheet in April and have them sign it again later, September, October of this year. So we're going to replace those April signatures with a later date so that it moves into the new window. Hopefully it won't happen. Hopefully April signatures will be good. May, June, July, August, September is good. We got enough signatures, 610,000 come in. This is going on the ballot, folks, November of 2026. This has to be at a major general election, either the midterm election for governors or the presidential election in those other even number years. So it's 2026 or 2028. Well, we're doing this in 2025. So this will be going on the November 2026 ballot. And it's important because we will be electing a new governor. We'll be electing a new U.S. senator and new state senators, perhaps new state reps. This is going to be a statewide election, and this will be a statewide ballot initiative. And it's all explained out on her website, axmitax.org. Volunteer. Fill out your information, just your name, phone number, email address, and what county you live in, and what you'd like to do. You want to be a county captain, co-captain, you want to be a circulator, whatever. After you submit your information, go back to the website, donate $5. Send her $5, because if everybody listening sends her $5, she'll have enough for gas money to drive all over the state. Phyllis, downstate listener Phyllis, sent me a flyer. Well, I'd love for her to attend our Washtenaw County event. These Reagan Day dinners that are coming up. Sheboygan County, by the way, February 3rd. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, text me CC for Sheboygan County, and I'll send you the link directly to the website for you to get your tickets. It's going to be at Nona Lisa's Italian Restaurant, 5 o'clock, the doors are opening Saturday, May 3rd. I'll reach out to Carla and make sure possibly if she's going to be at the event. She's going to travel all over the state, people. You know the price of gas, it's not cheap. And like she said, these postage bills are huge. So she needs, chip in $5, $10, whatever you can afford. Greatly appreciate if you guys would do that. I'm going to make it my mission to get every signature I can in Antrim County. We have 22,000 registered voters. I'm going to do everything I can for the next 6 months to collect these signatures. I'm going to get them out to our people that just helped us with the jail petition drive and see if they'll join me in getting these signatures for this effort. And it's called networking, people. It's that simple. You have to network. You have to get people to pick up a sheet, promise to get them filled out, and get them back to you. Because here's the main point of this. This has never been done before in the entire country. No state out there has eliminated or gotten rid of their property taxes. Well, how are you going to fund local police and fire and schools and all the things that the property taxes go for? It's very, very, very simple. It's going to be done at the local level through your local county government. It's not going to be administered through Lansing. Lansing will not get their grubby hands on our money anymore. If your county needs money to fund the sheriff's office, your county needs money for volunteer fire departments, road commission, whatever needs to be funded will be done at the local level. There's also language in there that certain amounts of our sales tax that we send to Lansing will be coming back to the counties in the form of local revenue sharing. Part of our sales tax we get, but we're going to force them to give it to the counties guaranteed to provide what we need, or we will fund it at the local level. Regardless, it's going to be a lot cheaper to do it that way than the system we got now. And they will not be able to foreclose on your property if you don't pay property taxes, because we don't have them anymore. That's how this works. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
You have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust? Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one here on this absolutely fantastic Friday, April 4th, 2025 edition. The petition sheets, what you're looking at the very top, is the circulator of the petition, and you have to mark one, is the first box, a paid signature gatherer. That's not happening. It's the second box, volunteer signature gatherer. First column is their signature. They sign it. There's 10 signatures per page. Second column is their printed name. This is very important. They cannot sign the printed name. They have to print it. The reason is the machines, the scanners, or the individuals that are going to be looking at these have to be able to pull up their name in the qualified voter file. They must do it by name. So they sign it, scribble, whatever they do there for their signature, that's fine. But on column two, they must print their name clearly. Then their street address. The fourth column says city or township. Carla wants the townships where they live, where they vote, or where they get their property tax bill from. Whatever assessor, treasurer sends you your tax bill from that township is what she wants. For example, I'm Kuwaitin mailing address on my driver's license. She doesn't want that. She wants Torch Lake. The zip code, and then the last sixth column over is date of signing, not their birth dates. The date they signed the sheet. You get all 10 signatures on there, then you sign as the circulator. The date. Your printed name clearly. Your address for your residence. Do not enter a post office box. This has got to be all the addresses on here. Both the signers and the circulator has to be an actual street address, not a P.O. box. Then your city or township, state, and zip code, that can be on your driver's license, Kuwaitin, Michigan, 49648. And then the county that you're registered to vote in. Of course, I would write Antrim. So that's how you do it. Now, it's very interesting because these petition sheets that she has put together, you have to understand this is something that the Board of Canvassers are going to be looking at. They have already looked at the form. They've already looked at the information. But if you open this up, it looks like a book. The signatures are on the front page. You open it up, you have an inside on the back side of the signatures. Then you have another page in your right hand, and then you close it, and on the very back, there's more information on here. A total of, as they get through this, these various laws, sections, public acts, all these things that are on this petition drive is basically two legal size sheets of paper that are attached together. Do not separate them. Keep them all together. Kind of a two-page book, if you will. And that must be sent back to her flat. It cannot be folded. It cannot be folded, tri-folded, folded in half. None of that. It has to be flat. And again, the website, axmitax.org. She also has these small palm cards. A 2026 ballot proposal to eliminate property tax. This will eliminate property taxes, provide funding for local services, will fund police and fire, will fund infrastructure and essential government services and empower your local communities. Public education will continue to be funded. Schools will be funded. When it gets on the ballot, tell everybody you know to vote yes. We will be part of the absolute transformation of the state of Michigan next year. This will transform our state. We will have people wanting to move back to Michigan or move to Michigan just because they'll be able to afford a house because there's no property taxes. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to end up possibly having to pay something at the local county level as opposed to the entire full property tax bill, but it will be on the ballot. If your sheriff's office needs funding that they're not getting from Lansing from our sales tax via revenue sharing, you can always pass a local millage for your sheriff. You can pass a millage for the schools. But then you're doing it locally within your community to benefit your community. You're not funding Lansing first and getting scraps back from Lansing. You keep your money and you fund what you choose to fund at the local level. You don't want to pay for pickleball courts? You're not paying for them. It'll be a vote of the people. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discount.